Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. AeroPrecisionUSA, yeah. As with any controversial news story, the Arbery shooting, the Arbery incident, the Brunswick, whatever you want to call it, it has garnered some nationwide attention, and it has the debate is ongoing in the public square. And it has also generated no small level of misinformation being disseminated about the incident. And what I find interesting is how many people are willing to just dismiss out of hand the McMichael's role in the incident and focus primarily on villainizing this, you know, Ahmaud Arbery, the young man whose life was taken under the guise of getting all of the facts. But those who are intent on smearing Arbery are building their case on falsehoods rather than actual facts. So I decided today to go look at the myths versus the actual facts. And we're going to talk about some of the most common myths that have come out of this. And much of the anti-Arbery smear campaign consists of an overall effort to convince the American public that he was not a jogger but a malicious burglar intent on pilfering the belongings of the residents of Satilla Shores. For starters, they argue that he was not wearing running shoes, as was pointed out by various news reports. Instead, they contend that he was wearing work boots. And as proof, they center on a still shot of the footage of his encounter with the McMichaels that seems to show that he is wearing heavy boots. And these individuals argue that if he were truly a jogger, he would not be wearing these heavy boots. But the cameras in the construction site that he entered shortly before his death show that he was wearing running shoes. And then from the New York Post, they published an article discussing the autopsy report. And the author explains that the report revealed that Arbery was wearing a white T-shirt, tan cargo shorts, gray athletic shoes, and two tan bandanas, all of which were blood-stained. Gray athletic shoes. Another myth that is being circulated on social media indicated that Arbery had been carrying a hammer that he stole from the construction site, which was owned by Larry English. And those making this argument claim that he threw the hammer shortly before his altercation with the McMichaels. And they point to an object that was lying on the ground in the footage of the encounter as evidence, which that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. If you're closing with people that you think are going to, and you're a robber, why would you get rid of the only weapon you have? Now, the grainy video footage does show an object on the ground, but nobody has proved that this item is a hammer. And moreover, a recently published YouTube video demonstrates that this particular object was already on the ground before Arbery reached the scene. So he could not have placed the item at that location. And finally, English told the Washington Post that nothing had been recently stolen from his construction site. So, there's that. Then we have the theory that Arbery entered the construction site on multiple occasions. At first, it was established that the young man went into the site shortly before his confrontation with the McMichaels, but later it was reported that footage showed him going into the property multiple times in October 2019. And the anti-Arbery crowd was using this, quote, fact, end quote, to support the theory that the young man was casing the house for a future burglary. I don't know how well that would work when it's under construction, you know. But ABC News revealed that the man who was entering the construction site in October was not Arbery. According to their report, English informed law enforcement that an unknown black male kept trespassing on the site and was captured in the surveillance camera footage. The suspect was described as a lighter-skinned black male, slender build, who stood between 5'10 and 6 feet, and whose arms may have been covered in tattoos and has 3-inch to 4-inch twists slash dreads as a hairstyle. Arbery does not match this description. He is 6 feet tall, he does have a dark complexion, and a low, faded haircut. Even a cursory examination of the video shows that Arbery's build is distinctly different from the man who entered the property in October. And the victim's mother affirms that it was Arbery who went onto the site on February 23rd, the day of the shooting, but stated that the person who did the same in October was not her son. Neither of the men in question stole anything from the site. And then we have the citizen's arrest issue, and many on the right have defended the McMichaels' decision to pursue Arbery after they saw him running by their house, claiming they were exercising their right to citizen's arrest. And indeed, George Barnhill, the second district attorney to handle the case, wrote a memo in which he justified the two men's actions by claiming that they were trying to make a citizen's arrest on a burglary suspect. But then, of course, he's the one that recused himself after he said there was nothing to see here. Arbery's mother pointed out that his son worked in the same office as the elder McMichael, who is a retired police officer and investigator. It's clear that Barnhill had no intention of investigating or seeking arrest of the two men. But once again, Georgia law indicates that a citizen's arrest can only be made under a very narrow circumstance. A private person may arrest an offender if the offense is committed in his presence or within his immediate knowledge. If the offense is a felony and the offender is escaping or attempting to escape, a private person may arrest him upon reasonable and probable grounds of suspicion. Then you have to actually apprehend him and hold him. You can yell, "You're under arrest," and he'll run away, but if you're actually going to do that, you do have to be able to do that. But they had no such knowledge. At most, Arbery's presence in the construction site constitutes trespassing, which is considered a misdemeanor, not a felony under Georgia law. Robert Petillo, a Georgia-based criminal law attorney, points out that the state statutes did not give the McMichaels the right to pursue Arbery. He also addresses another argument being made by those who wish to place blame on Arbery. The anti-Arbery crowd claims that Travis McMichael was justified in shooting him because he grabbed McMichael's shotgun. They argued that Travis's actions constituted self-defense, even though the two men admitted they were attempting to corner Arbery while carrying guns. And here's the thing. You cannot create the situation and bring the gun into a situation and then claim self-defense when you have a posse of three people with you in a pickup truck to stop an individual. You just can't do it. And according to the police report and the McMichael statements, they clearly initiated the incident that led to Arbery's death. So there's a special prosecutor that has been appointed in the Arbery case. More details are likely to emerge regarding the shooting. And moreover, Glenn County's law enforcement will be under further scrutiny due to their handling of the case. And despite all these myths that are going around about this one individual case, which is vexing to me, the truth is going to come out. And all I want to see out of this is justice. That's all I want to see out of any one of these cases where somebody loses their life, is justice. I don't understand the fascination with wanting to blame this guy, Ahmaud Arbery, for his own death. But you can't claim self-defense when you show up at the situation and make it a armed situation. And if somebody wants to get your gun, that's where everything begins to short circuit. You can't. It's something that's not done. And we'll see. And if any of these myths, myths busts helped you out, I hope they did. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, the Senate had a hearing the other day, yesterday to be exact, and Senator Rand Paul, who I don't always agree with Rand Paul in his position sometimes, I know he tries to be very pragmatic and down to earth, but I don't always agree with him. But he had the best 5 minutes in the first 2 hours of the hearing in the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. Now, you could tell by looking at the video that he had been abiding by the shelter-in-place orders because his hair and his beard looked like he looked like he could have very easily been an extra on Duck Dynasty. But his questions were very well, much on point. Now, remember, his name is Rand Paul, M.D., Dr. Rand Paul, M.D. He is a physician. I believe he's an eye doctor of some sort. And the doctor in him took over the questioning. So he began by challenging Dr. Fauci on the media narrative that there is no evidence that patients who survive coronavirus have immunity. And to be helpful, Paul pointed out the following. And remember this. This is what you hear in the news. You hear that it has not yet been determined if you have immunity once you've had it. So as to put doubt into your mind that if you've already had it, that you're safe. Now, nothing has been proven about that yet. There's no data to go beyond that. So, Dr. Paul pointed this out. He pointed this out. In experiments, racist monkeys infected with COVID-19 can't be reinfected. Studies have shown plasma from recovering COVID-19 patients, neutralizes the virus in lab experiments. The entire premise of convalescent plasma treatment, mentioned by several on the panel as a potential treatment currently in trials, is that recovered patients develop immunity capable of killing the virus. Recovering patients across the board are showing significant antibody response. And finally, we know that SARS and MERS, coronaviruses with similar clinical presentations, confer immunity for at least 2 to 3 years. He then stated that his view is that the truth is the exact opposite of the media narrative. And there's very good evidence that recovered patients will have some durable immunity, and recovered workers in industries like meatpacking should be reassured that it is a strong likelihood that they will not get reinfected. It's almost, and I know you're going to say, just say it ain't so, it's almost like they're trying to do everything they can to keep people living in a state of fear. If you had it and survived it, well, guess what? You might catch it again. Did you enjoy it last time? Do you want to have it again? You might not survive it this time. That kind of thing. He then referenced that Dr. Fauci had said publicly that he would bet it all that survivors of COVID-19 have some form of immunity and asked him to set the record straight. And Dr. Fauci responded that it is indeed likely. And then he added the standard disclaimers that we don't know for sure and for how long for years, or won't know. He did concede you could make a reasonable assumption that recovered patients have some immunity. Senator Paul concluded saying maybe a better way to frame the issue of immunity is to say in all likelihood, recovery indicates immunity for some period of time. And the public needs to hear that presentation. But you can confidently bet on the fact that the media narrative is not going to change despite this being out there now. Then he moved on to the topic of children returning to school and students returning to college. And this is very important. He pointed out that discussing mortality rates becomes necessary in determining public policy. And those rates for 0 to 18 in ages are near zero. He then pointed out the mortality in New York between the ages of 18 and 45 was 10 per 100,000. And what he didn't note is that these cases are often explained by underlying conditions such as diabetes, cancer, or obesity. And he also said that we need to observe with an open mind what has happened in Sweden, where children have continued to go to school. No restrictions were placed on businesses or the public. And he pointed out the mortality rate in Sweden is lower than in many other European countries, and there's really no one arguing the country's results are not acceptable. And then he tore into modeling, Senator Paul said the models have gotten more wrong than they've gotten right. In his home state of Kentucky, there have been fewer deaths from COVID-19 than from an average flu season. And he called the experience outside of New York and surrounding states relatively benign and the idea of a national approach ridiculous. And then he decided to challenge the reliance of the opinion of one man. And he said, really, the history of this, when we look back, will be wrong prediction after wrong prediction after wrong prediction, starting with Ferguson in England. I think we ought to have a little humility in the belief that we know what's best for the economy. As much as I respect you, Dr. Fauci, I don't think you are the end-all. I don't think you're the one person that gets to make a decision. We can listen to your advice, but there are people on the other side saying that there's not going to be a surge, and we can safely open the economy. And the facts will bear this out, but if we keep kids out of school for another year, what's going to happen is that the poor and underprivileged kids who don't have a parent that can teach them at home are not going to learn for a year. I think we ought to look at the Swedish model. It is a huge mistake if we don't open the schools in the fall. And Dr. Fauci, I know he's a leftist, and I know that he works fairly well with Trump, which has nothing to do with him being a leftist. He actually speaks quite glowingly of the president and his response. But the Democrats gave Dr. Fauci every opportunity to utter some version of the leaked phrase, needless suffering and death, that might occur if we open too early. We're already seeing needless deaths right now. There are people committing suicide you're not hearing about. There are people that are depressed. There are people that are in businesses that are never going to, they're never going to open up again. This is not what Fauci says it is. And finally, on television, somebody has gotten out there and actually taken him to task. It isn't that I find Dr. Fauci incompetent, but I do not believe that we should be looking at this one guy and saying he is the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. And, at this point, the predictive models have proven to be nearly useless. And Paul hit the head on that nail with a sledgehammer. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the Senate must continue to work during the coronavirus crisis.
We swear to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This coronavirus may have shoved its way to the top of that list, but the list is still a long one.
Republicans also reacting to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats as they introduce their $3 trillion coronavirus relief package, which includes a massive tax break for the rich. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
"It's not a serious or mature effort to legislate. It's dead as fried chicken in the Senate."
The bill repeals the $10,000 state and local tax deduction cap, which allows taxpayers in high-tax states to deduct local tax payments on federal tax returns. This is USA Radio News. Amid a huge increase in consumer complaints, the federal government is once again reminding airlines of their obligation to offer customer refunds for canceled flights. Airlines have slashed their flight schedules in response to plummeting demand, canceling thousands of flights, but they've been reluctant to refund airfares to customers when they've canceled flights. Instead, they're offering travel credits and vouchers for future travel. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao says that's not the right thing to do.
If the airline cancels your flight, they have an obligation to refund that ticket. And currently, there seems to be some confusion about what is cancellation, what is a delay, what is prompt.
Nearly 27 million Americans lost their employer-based health care insurance plans because of pandemic-related layoffs. Those people will be eligible for a special enrollment period in Obamacare due to the layoffs, or they will be able to stay on their COBRA plan through their employer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. Through the night, through the dawn. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer. American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Any of you ever taken an Uber? I actually went when I had the heart attack in 2015. On Saturday nights, I became registered as a Uber driver, and I went out and just because I couldn't stand to sit still anymore. At that point, I needed to get out and be out a little bit, and so I did that for a little while. And Uber, even in this little area where I live, which is it's in the upstate of South Carolina, there's a lot of updating and gentrifying going on, but they're still very dangerous places. At one time, they're one of the top five most dangerous zip codes was right here in Greenville, South Carolina, in the whole of the United States. So, I saw some things happen with Uber, and I became aware of what could happen with Uber. Like, a lot of times they'll tell you to meet them at a certain spot, and it's really isolated. It's dark. It's not anywhere around it. You're sort of out in the open. And, of course, when that would happen, my head would go on a swivel. And I will tell you this right now. The whole time that I ever drove a car for Uber, it was my car, and I carried a gun. And one time, I believe somebody was going to try to carjack the car or, hijack the car because I got boxed in by a couple of vehicles. And when I turned hard left to get out of that box, they went down the street and turned around and came to see where I went. So, a lot of people love Uber. And I get it because, who doesn't want to, pull up your phone? You don't have to have a car. You don't have to have a car payment. insurance or anything else. If you like to go out and party, you can go out and Uber there, get drunk as you want, and then Uber back, and you don't have to worry about getting caught drunk driving or any of that other stuff. With a click of a button on your app, a ride can come to you pretty much anywhere where you have mobile phone service. And you know how long it'll be and what to look for when they get there. And then you hop in and ride wherever you need to go. And it makes not having a car more tolerable for millions of Americans, but it's also handy for any number of other folks. It's also good for those looking to score a little extra cash right now. Simply hop in your car, become an Uber driver, and you can make more money whenever you feel like it. And that could get really handy if you end up out of work and need to earn something as you continue your job search. I've known several people who kept from going under after losing a job simply because they drove for Uber or their competitor Lyft or both. I've seen plenty of cars with both of those in there. The downside of driving for these companies, well, first thing is you're letting strangers into your car. And at the same time, the company's policy, if you want to stay in their good graces, keeps you from being armed. And if you can't see how that might become a problem, think a little harder. It is actually a recipe for disaster. A Tennessee Uber driver has just experienced a prime reason why the policy is idiotic. A man is wanted after... This is coming from publication in Tennessee. A man is wanted after police say he kidnapped an Uber driver at knife point who suffered serious injuries when jumping out of a moving car to try to get away from her assailant. Jumping out of a moving car. Driver Carolina Vargas reportedly had driven a man named Chris Miller to a motel in Cleveland, Tennessee. Miller requested that Vargas pick him back up later in the week and drive him back to where his tractor trailer was parked. And she did. And then things went sort of sideways on this. So from that same publication, which is not, I don't know the name of it, Vargas drove back out to Cleveland to pick Miller up, who claimed he knew of a faster route. When Vargas started questioning Miller about his directions, she said he pulled a knife on her and hit her in the rib cage while holding the knife. And at this point, she decided to bail out of the vehicle while traveling 55 miles per hour on Cleveland Highway. Police say she sustained multiple life-threatening injuries to her body. Her injuries included knocking out several teeth, cuts, and bruises, as well as facial swelling. She received medical treatment and was transported to Hamilton Medical Center in Dalton, Georgia. Now, there is, we don't know if Carolina Vargas owned a gun. We don't know if she would have carried a gun. We don't know if the Uber policy was not in place if she would have owned and carried a gun. She may have had no interest whatsoever in carrying a gun. That said, what we do know definitively is that had she been carrying a gun, she'd have had to violate Uber's policy to do so and could have lost her gig driving for the rideshare company if someone happened to notice and reported it. Now, the reason I was able to get away with it is because in South Carolina there is only concealed carry. And Uber's policy of not allowing a gun in the car is not enough for me to violate something in South Carolina where, that would violate me to the point where I lose my permit. For being an Uber driver while carrying a gun. Because I'm in my car. This is the thing that I don't understand about these companies, Lyft and Uber and all these other things. This gig culture. They get out there and they say, we want you to supply all the infrastructure and we're going to tell you how you can act when you're doing it. We're going to tell you what you can bring and what you can't bring and, EIEIO. While many gun owners who might be interested in driving for Uber would simply ignore the policy, like moi, some aren't interested in risking their relationship with the company. Here's what I say. If you work for a company where you have to drive your own property, you have to let strangers in your car. And you have to, it puts you in a position where you have to jump out of a car at 55 miles per hour to try to save your life. I mean, come on. I've done a lot of things in my time. And when I was in the military, anything they would let me try, I would try. And I would never, ever, ever, ever jump out of a moving car. You know, maybe if it's moving at 5 miles an hour. But I would, you know, 55 miles per hour. That's a roll of the dice I'm not prepared to. And simply for the, you know, what is it? Is it the privilege of driving for Uber? And listen, I know everybody that does drive for Uber. There's some of you driving for Uber right now. I know that it's all voluntary and everything else, but who do they think they are? I've been on the side of being a Uber driver, and I have seen how they treat Uber drivers. Uber, I don't know about Lyft, and I never got finished hooking up with Lyft, and about that time I just decided I was done with it because, you know, some of these people that you pick up are not exactly the most well-mannered, shall we say, and they're putting an alpha male in there and having a bunch of kids in there talking all this junk. Well, you might want to just not do that, you know, not put yourself in that position. I decided against doing that anyway. But there's no company that should put their employees or contractors in a position to have to look at things and say, I might have to jump out of a moving car doing 55 miles an hour in order to save my life. Because I'm not allowed to defend myself at Uber. Just saying. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So
this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We get this from Seth Harp in a Rolling Stone hit piece on the right to keep and bear arms. Selling weapons south of the border is big business, and America's loose gun laws are also devastating for Mexico. He's decided to pick up where the gun grabbers left off before their lives, blaming incomplete citizen disarmament being responsible for Mexican cartel violence. We're interrupted by the exposure of Operation Fast and Furious gun walking, which tellingly he does not see fit to even mention. And I trust that that surprises no one, right? After all, there's an agenda to advance here, and Rolling Stone has always been one of its most transparent promoters. And as for those loose gun laws that are evidently they're referring to the fact that criminals can find ways to get around the strict ones, in this case, the gun law violations are tied to a retired police officer from the very class of citizen gun grabbers tells us they're the only ones. I mean, they and soldiers are the only ones that should have guns. Add that to their main subject, and he was a licensed gun dealer since 2007 and had acquired additional federal licenses to manufacture ammunition and possess machine guns. Most of your gun dealers can possess fully automatic weapons, which I don't think very many people talk about. And one wonders if any of the people swallowing this have ever even seen the hoops a citizen has to jump through to do all of that, let alone try to qualify themselves. It's fair to ask how many readers of propaganda masked as investigative journalism are aware of the heightened scrutiny with opportunities for ATF to destroy lives and livelihoods. This is if you just decide to own a gun shop. That's all, that's what happens if you own a gun shop. All of these things occur. So, and these include not just deliberate criminal acts, but regulatory infractions and paperwork violations, and adverse actions can often require the resources of major corporations alleged to have run afoul of the regs to appeal, and the little guy in this particular case probably doesn't stand a chance. And still, the best laid schemes don't account for a criminal who intends to ignore the laws. That's always going to be the case. So Rolling Stone sets its readers to chase an M134 minigun red herring designed to scare everyone with the awesomeness of the weapon, which it is. It is awesome. It is also big and heavy. If we want to play the stupid game, you know, they have one. Great. How are they going to get it? How are they going to introduce it into the theater? Then the gullible are then led to a conclusion that only a delusional moron or a bald-faced liar can possibly offer this with a straight face. As it turns out, guns are less tightly regulated in America than money orders, and in America, there's no comprehensive federal law against firearms trafficking. Which that's just a bald faced lie, and I don't know, you know. I don't think you have to go through a background check to buy a money order. Now, what they're doing, among other things, is setting up the rights swindle for universal background checks, which is deemed ineffective by a National Institute of Justice summary unless paired with registration. That came about during the Obama administration, that little revelation. And eliminating the Teilhard Amendment, which even ATF and Fraternal Order of Police oppose. And what they're purposely ignoring, among other things, is that straw purchasing, already illegal, and that arms exports are very tightly controlled, or would be, if it's not for the government itself being involved in violations. Most gun trafficking actually occurs during an ATF sting. Okay? Of the type that they're talking about, where, you know, tractor trailer loads of guns are smuggled across the board. Most of the time that happens when they're running a sting. The other thing about the straw purchasing thing, part of the 4473 is they're asking, is this gun for you? And if you say yes, and you're buying the gun for someone else, well, guess what? You're breaking the law. You are breaking the law as you fill out that 4473. If I buy a gun as a gift, I take the person that is getting the gift with me. It does not get to be a surprise. And they fill out the 4473. This makes Rolling Stone's obvious exclusion of all things gunwalking very absurd. But then again, doing so would not advance a narrative that the gun grabbers and the media have been trying to exploit into a demand for new gun bans, because they're always looking for a new reason for gun control. It set them back when their efforts to blame the right to arms for Mexican atrocities were when it was derailed by Fast and Furious. The Obama administration probably put a trial balloon out there about this back in February of 2009, when then Attorney General Eric Holder floated a new assault weapons ban, using as one justification that it would help cut down on the flow of guns going across the border into Mexico, which is struggling with heavy violence among the drug cartels along the border. The Mexican drug cartel members are seeking real military hardware. And while these civilian semi-automatic versions of some of these fully automatic weapons are very, very effective in certain things, they are not effective when introduced in, you know, one guy showing up with a semi-automatic weapon against one guy with a fully automatic weapon. The fully automatic weapon guy is going to have a mechanical advantage here, to borrow a phrase. So after they signaled the talking points, the media was quick to pick them up and totally distort the reality to spread the lie that American gun sellers supply the cartels with 95 to 100% of their guns, which is an absolute bald-faced, you know, disingenuous, lie, you know, crazy thing to say. Then that was reduced reluctantly to 90%, then 85%, and then 80%, until it was demonstrated unequivocally that these percentages were totally BS and based only on numbers submitted by Mexico to the U.S. to trace, which is actually only a fraction of total guns seized. It wasn't until that was substantiated by a much more wide-reaching voice than I could possibly be that one couldn't be conveniently ignored, and that the, you know, gun grabbers abandoned the narrative that they started and disingenuously dismissed challenges to their own numbers as a red herring. And then Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was murdered. And it was reported that guns used in the attack had been walked, and that the purpose of doing that was, per an ATF source, to pad the statistics. That means cynical minds were counting on walk guns being recovered at crime scenes, meaning they expected people would be dying just so they could make a media case. And here's the thing. Certainly some firearms were being smuggled by small-time operators across the border. Drugs and human beings have flowed unimpeded for years. It would be stupid to say guns aren't making it across there. Does anyone believe, though, that the cartels are dependent on small retail purchases of semi-autos, that added costs of paying straw purchasers, along with the shipping costs and the smuggling risks? They kidnap a colonel's daughter, tell him if you don't give us the guns, you'll find her head underneath an overpass. He unlocks an arms room, and they steal truckloads of fully adorned military equipment. That's what they do. That's what they do. They're not looking for, you know, a Century Arms AK-47 that's semi-automatic only. They're not looking for a Delton AR-15. They're looking for a fully automatic weapon. And they're getting them. Fast and Furious was only 2,000 guns. And all of that is coming home to roost. But, hey, you know. Keep on going. I understand the gun grabbers are going to keep on going, and we got to keep on paying attention to them. So, coming up next, it's time to talk to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.